It's almost impossible to imagine the utter desolation and terror, the complete collapse of everything you've taken for granted. How do you find bread now the bakers are all dead? How do you find a physic now that none of them work? And at last, how do you find someone to cart away the bodies that have to be disposed of somewhere?
The bigger the city, the greater the shock. In 1348, London had a population of close to 100,000. In the first wave of the plague, 300 died every day. At Spitalfields, there had long been a medieval hospital with a cemetery attached. Within its walls, the dead were dutifully laid to rest in their individual graves, pointing east, so that come the day of judgment, they would rise again, facing towards Jerusalem. But in the grip of the epidemic, there was no time for such careful pieties. Recent excavations have turned up mass pits, where the bodies were pitchforked into the dirt in obvious haste and desperation. Unearthed now, just the way they were dumped in, they look as if they're protesting at the indignity.